All right, it is the rundown. Thursday, May 6th, brought to you by Kraft Mayo. Do you love mayo? Well, if you find the sight of velvety smooth mayonnaise, heavenly versus horrible, you're in luck.
Put some in your hair,
Tom. What?
Want to put some in your hair?
No, thank you. Right. It's too delicious. I wouldn't want to waste it and put it in my hair. Kraft Mayo is signing a new Ultimate Mayo Lover to a real mayo endorsement deal this season. You may have heard of Mayo Man from the viral video of 2019, the ultimate personality who showed his love for mayo on the sporting world stage. Well, Kraft is looking for the next Mayo Man or Mayo Woman to sign them to a $10,000 mayo endorsement to a top mayo lover of iconic meme fame. For the first half of the month until May 14th, Kraft Mayo will be taking entries and submissions for the next face of the brand. So if you find the sight of velvety smooth mayonnaise heavenly, if you love mayonnaise, if you think that you're the next mayo man or mayo woman, submit your best videos of why you should win the mayo endorsement on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok with the hashtag Kraft Mayo Endorsement. That's K-R-A-F-T. M-A-Y-O-D-O-R-S-E-M-E-N-T. Kraft Mayo is the mayo of mayonnaise and are looking for the same passion, originality, and personality of Mayo Man, so it's time to show us your stuff. You can learn more about the contest and the rules at KraftMayoEndorsement.com or check out Kraft Mayo's social feeds at Real Kraft Mayo. In the meantime, go get yourself some delicious Kraft Mayo. Just a little.
Clean it up.
People don't like mayo or psychos. I don't know what when that started, but fuck them.
I agree. I think that it's a nice condiment on a lot of things. We were talking the other day, what is mayonnaise?
Eggs.
No. But what part?
Really?
Yeah, it's eggs.
What part of an
it's
egg?
It's the egg's asshole.
It's the eggs. It's the butthole of an egg.
But I just repeated delicious. Your
oil, water, vinegar, eggs.
It's delicious. Though.
No, people don't like mayo. Suck.
Welcome.
Also, I'm stats guy today, so that's my first stat. First stat of the day, people don't like mayo, suck. Second stat of the day, yes, a lot of people are asking. Those are Rico's 8.5-inch shoes.
Yeah. Fuck off.
All right, let's start. Rangers Capitals last night. First game after the big Tom Wilson hit on Panarin. Six fights in the first period, 100 total penalty minutes. Tough night for the Rangers. They lost 4-2. They lost, I think, every single fight that they were in. You got to come out better than that.
Quite upset.
Did you see the visual of the penalty box?
It looked
like a good time.
Looked like a paddy wagon.
It looked like a good time.
Yeah, like all the bad kids are in trouble. It was a great visual.
I like
visual.
Doing this when Glennie's not here. It feels like you're making fun of a dead person. Like, but
I mean, I am a Ranger fan, sure, but it's a little tough to defend anything that happened last night.
You know, the Rangers are just dismantling their organization right in front of our eyes. The once proud New York Rangers are now off-season heroes where they go to draft parties and the balloons come down and they're excited about top five draft picks. And it's just sad to see where this once proud franchise has gone. And last night was an embarrassment again because they lost every single fight.
The
makeup
of
their team is not a team that can come back and like win that game against the Capitals.
Right off the bat. Yeah.
It was. I mean, it was awesome. Though,
but the death of it is bringing Dolan back, right? That's why they've been so good, is they avoided Dolan.
Right, and I think the Knicks, I've seen this take a lot, the Knicks are so good that Dolan's been bored. That, like, the Knicks are going to make the playoffs. Dolan now needs a new franchise to tinker with and get his hands dirty, and it's the Rangers,
unfortunately. The Knicks are finally not listening to him. Like, they have Leon Rolls and all these other people who are, like,
they did to that guy, John, what they did to JD and Gordon, their front office, it's tough. Just letting two guys go that have rebuilt the best team in the league.
Like, they're saying it's the best. Donnie Walsh out.
It's crazy.
With the Knicks when they finally get good.
Don't even
He's
give this guy a send-off.
He's a dump.
It was still, though, like that. It was a night of why hockey is awesome. Just instant fights throughout the whole night. TJ Oshie has a hat trick first game back since his dad passed away.
Something.
It wasn't great for the Rangers overall, but, I mean, great night for hockey. How often does hockey lead off the rundown?
Rarely. Not often.
Stats.
Oh, I have one stat. Frankie started by saying he doesn't like to do this with Glennie not here because it feels like making fun of a dead person. Fact check. Frankie actually told me a hilarious Kobe Bryant joke the other day.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Can we hear?
You want to tell it? Okay. All right, fine.
Too soon. Too soon, Frankie.
It was unprompted, too. He just walked up and just said it.
Yeah.
He just said it.
Mm-hmm.
Big Cat was on a Zoom. He fucking said, hey, no, I got to tell you this.
Walked into the PMT studio.
Give me that.
That's an interview.
I got a Kobe joke.
Next up, Japanese town spent $230,000 of their pandemic relief money on a giant statue of a squid in an effort to attract tourism. It is a really cool looking squid.
It's a good idea. Statues rule. Squids rule. I mean, tourism's good.
People overspending on stimulus, like buying shit you don't need, right?
Well, it's a means to an end. People are going to fly from miles away to see this big squid. Would you go see the squid?
People will come, right?
If you build a giant squid, they will come.
Yeah, they will come.
That's how the sun goes,
what did they decide?
Sure.
Oh, that's a wild.
No, that's a good content idea. You're going to go see the squid. So what? We're going to do that?
So you end up in Latvia. Don't fucking.
No. We'll go see the squid.
Japan is, they're go.
Oh, I don't like that.
Do they say what?
Ooh, can you go inside?
Wait,
the hole
that looks more like a playground.
Why the significance of the squid?
It's a powerful creature.
It's a fucking fishing village. He said that at the start.
I didn't hear that part.
It looks like you can play in the mouth, or is that, I don't know if that's the ass.
That looks like it might be the ass.
Anatomy of
squid. Japan is also opening, which is going to blow this out of the water. Did you guys see they have, a giant Godzilla statue that you're going to be able to zip line into its mouth? Talk about attracting tourism.
I'll go to that.
All right. I'm holding you to it.
I'll go to that before I go see the squid. Ziplining sounds fun.
Ziplining isn't fun.
I'm too scared to ever zipline,
it's just sitting up high. You don't have to move. You don't have to do anything.
I've never done it.
Relatively
fast.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, see, I mean, that looks awesome. Just going right into the mouth of Godzilla.
Whoa.
Next up, we got
Fact check, I think the squid is a good idea. It's kind of like a vibe enhancer, something for the people. It's kind of reminds me of when Rico used to bring in a Caesar salad, which he hasn't done
forever.
Big
vibe enhancer.
He just stopped doing that. So even though he won,
you did it for good.
A lot of money at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was for the diehards. That was when it was the summer. We do it a lot in the summer. It was barren. I was trying to bring back the city with Caesar salad
for everyone, or just you?
No, it was usually just the diehards.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying you were paying for other people Caesar salads. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Put the city on the back.
I thought he was just eating a Caesar salad himself every day in an effort to bring the city back. Second half of the rundown brought to you by Vuori. Vuori brings a new perspective on performance apparel, perfect if you're sick and tired of traditional old workout gear. Everything is designed to work out in, but it doesn't look or feel like it, and it's so comfortable that we all wear it all the time. The product is very versatile. It can be used for pretty much anything. You want to run in it, you want to train, you want yoga, but you want to lounge, weekend errands, you're going to look good, you're going to feel good. Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they're offering 20% off your first purchase, and get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at vuoriclothing.com/rundown. That's vuoriclothing.com/rundown. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, you can enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Go to vuoriclothing.com/rundown and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Fact check, I'm wearing a Vuori shirt right now.
And
it is the softest shirt I own. I actually bought a bunch more.
That's really my only criteria for shirts, is they have to be soft.
I
like the versatility of it.
You know, you guys
when
you went through puberty, remember when your nipples would be hard? Or they would be lumps and stuff? That was a thing during puberty for young men. Your nipples would have
that
lumps.
That happened to some men.
No, it happened to
some boys going through puberty.
And I've never really grown out of that.
My nipples have always been very soft and plush.
So I need a nice, comfortable shirt. Otherwise, my sensitive nips really take a beat.
Yours are sensitive?
Really sensitive.
They bleed when they run?
No, they don't. I haven't run in God knows how long. But I said if I play my cards right, I may never have to run again in my life. Unless
what
I'm
if
being
you,
chased.
No, unless you get on Survivor.
Yeah, that would basically be the literally only scenario which
better
I see
run
myself
that.
Running again.
Fact check, I'm uncomfortable when Tommy talks about his puberty.
His boy puberty nipples didn't like
I hit
that.
Puberty really
brutal.
Late.
Yeah.
How old were you?
22.
Probably 16, 17. I was, Anyway, we got a Belgian farmer had a stone in his backyard. He thought it was a little inconvenient. He moved it 7 feet. Inadvertently moved the entire border of Belgium and France, making Belgium bigger and France smaller.
I don't understand that at all.
It's a historic stone, apparently. It's not just any old stone. He didn't realize the significance of it. But what I don't know is, how did anybody realize it?
I mean, if he didn't understand the significance, how did somebody else notice? I'm not buying this.
Also, how big is the stone? Like a mile
it's an
wide?
Average
that he,
size
that he
stone.
Changed it?
No. It's like a pretty, maybe it's big, a little bit bigger than
that. That would be a boulder.
A boulder has to be bigger.
You said he made
bigger.
It 7 miles.
He moved it 7 feet, I believe, and changed the boulder. Yeah.
See, that's...
See? That's not a boulder.
Well, that's man-made. I wouldn't even call that a stone. That's a little pillar.
That's a marker.
No, that's
more of a stone than a boulder.
This reminds me of the time that Rico's friend, the H-Man, started World War II.
Yeah, it does seem a lot like this.
Fact check. You got anything? It's Dave Portnoy.
Clap it up! Come on!
Clap it up for the skill.
Come on! Clap it up, Frank! Come on!
Next up, we have a new study shows people are showering less in the pandemic. They are showering less and also buying ass implants. I don't know if those two go hand in hand.
They definitely do.
The showering less kind of makes sense because you're on Zoom. You could wake up at 9 and be like, all right, my hair is presentable. And then shower on lunch or I sleep a little bit later. Not showering makes sense. I actually think
I showered more during the pandemic.
Like, why? What were you doing to get dirty?
Just boredom.
No,
I have my own room. I can drop my loads in my bedroom.
Is it? You're just talking about his boy nipples.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Hey, everyone goes through puberty. Everyone jerks off, too, I guess. No, I feel like if anything, out of boredom, you would maybe start showering more.
I don't like being wet.
Yeah.
Well, you're not wet.
Right? You're not wet in the fucking shower,
Tommy?
You're
not wet after it. You dry off.
You waste more towels. You got to go do laundry. Yeah. More things to do.
I get this. And then the ass implants? People are getting more ass implants?
I think that's boredom. Well, no. Also, so many people put up home workout videos, on Instagram, or maybe they're seeing those. They're like, damn, I want an ass like that.
Right. You're seeing these tight, juicy fucking asses on the internet. I look at your screen. It's on all the time. Zoomed in, looking at cheeks. And you want it. You crave it. And I get it.
I think there's also been a ton of articles with people seeing how much you can make on OnlyFans.
Oh.
So, you know what? Maybe I'll...
Right. You beef up those ass implants a little bit. Maybe go from a $9 subscription. I mean, Glenny will buy that in a second.
Definitely.
Add to his roster of 12. Yeah. Next up, John Means, Orioles. No-hitter yesterday. The only person to reach base, though, was a dropped third strike in the third inning. He then got caught stealing, so he ended up still facing the minimum batters. Nobody reached base on a hit, a walk, or an error. Only time in baseball history that's ever happened, where it was a no-hitter, but nobody actually reached base on one of those things, just a drop call, third strike. That's got to be a shitty way.
John Means has been awesome this year, but that catcher now owes him, beer and dinner for life. Because when the story comes up, you know what I mean? You were the reason. You fucked
it. It's better, though, that it was only the third inning. If that happens in, the seventh or eighth inning and you realize that is much better.
Without a doubt, but he still owes him for life.
I think this is the longest gap from a perfect game. And I don't know how. The last perfect game was 2016, so we're due.
I thought I saw Felix Hernandez 2012.
2012? Oh, okay.
Yeah. No hitters at this point. Or what has there been? Three no hitters this year? Two, three.
Yeah,
fastest. There's been three no hitters in MLB season.
One was a seven inning though.
He's not counting that. I don't think.
Frank wants. Mr. Cat, can you please, as the stat tracker, deliver the microphone to
Frank? Do you count that?
I would.
Just give me a yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Yes. I gotta save you. I gotta save your energy for Tank Thursday. Thank you. I mean, that's just fact. That's load management.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart.
This topic is for you, Big Cat.
Felix Hernandez, August 15, 2012, recent perfect game.
Is that my friend
Nick
Lambs?
Was Lambs wrong.
I was.
That's
Nick
though.
Doesn't watch sports.
Sorry, don't hate beat yourself sports. Up about it.
It's okay.
You're not that bad.
Than hate restaurants.
Yeah.
Wait, Nick doesn't hate sports.
No, please don't do this.
Nick loves sports.
I'd rather hate sports than hate restaurants. You got to eat.
Nick loves sports.
It's his best kept secret.
Nick is a sports fanatic.
The next category is Francisco Lindor.
The next category is Blake Bortles, Packers.
He's good. He's ready.
How does that make you feel?
Bad. I texted him this morning. I said, please don't.
Any response?
Yes, but I'm not going to air it out.
Oh, my God.
He's going.
I'm not going to air it out.
What would be more emotionally traumatizing? What Aaron Rodgers has done throughout the years to the Bears or your best friend, Blake Bortles, being the quarterback for the Packers?
I'm just happy that my friend could possibly be getting another job in the NFL.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that.
It's fact check?
Fact check. What I just said is not 100% honest.
Okay. And last up, After show, well, first after show, Dozen tournament wrapped up yesterday. No spoilers, but very good job by all. Jeff Lowe obviously killed it. It was just a great tournament. First episode will air on Monday, the playing game between Uptown Balls and Team ZD. And I think everyone will genuinely enjoy it.
Yeah, wonderful production. Jeff's a natural host. He got a spray tan. He's glowing.
Felt like you were on a game show.
Who would get a spray tan?
Who doesn't want to be on a game show?
Yeah, everybody does.
Like that. Who would ever do that?
Yeah.
Who would ever get a spray tan before a huge live event?
Fucked up.
Where they wear a suit and a pink shirt. Last up, after show. This one is not made up. You guys might think that this is a made up topic. It's not. Coach Duggs and Katie Stats are in a beef on Twitter, and it is maybe the most random rivalry. I think if this rumor started yesterday, people would not believe it.
Not random. These two have hated each other from the start. It's the Hatfields-McCoys. Right, they are yin and yang.
I think Katie Stats might come over. Katie Stats tweeted, if you ever catch me in a matching set with a man, please call the cops because I'm being held hostage. A picture of a guy and a girl holding hands wearing matching outfits. Coach Duggs responds, I'm sorry, and then he cut out the part of wearing matching outfits so that Katie Stats tweet just says, if you ever catch me with a man, please call the cops because I'm being held hostage. Sort of a random shot by Coach Duggs.
I don't know
if there's a history. That's why I want Katie Stats to come over. I don't know if there's a history there.
He's down in Florida just throwing grenades.
Yeah. Katie responds, congrats. You finally said something funny. Didn't know you were capable of it, TBH. Coach Duggs, just glad you think it's funny. Katie Stats, I think it's as funny as the rest of your content. Brandon Walker, everybody relax. Coach Duggs says we're just joking around.
When have they interacted?
I don't even think they've looked at each other. Where could the do they follow each other?
That's a good question.
I think everybody follows Duggs.
Well, not everyone. How many followers does he have? Does he have 7 billion followers?
All right. Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Everyone follows each other.
How do you feel that this concoction of your brain and video game is now getting a fight with Katie Stats?
Frank, I don't know. Could Frank people hear Frank? He just told another Kobe joke.
Yeah, I mean,
that one was a little distasteful, Frank.
I was addicted to him.
Katie Stats, what the hell is going on?
Beef.
Come a little closer.
I don't know where he came from.
So is there any history between you?
Zero. None. He comments on my shit sometimes. Like, I did a Pop-Tart take, and he, like, said some shit.
No,
and, like,
okay.
Went off.
That wasn't even anti.
He just, like, said his thing. That's the only time he's, like, kind of responded.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Wait, what was your Pop-Tart take?
I think that if you have frozen, like, you eat Pop-Tarts out of the bag, like, you don't heat it up. Like, that's weird.
I do that.
Like, I will always microwave.
I eat them right out of the bag.
It was just neutral his take. But this one, it was low-hanging fruit, I get that. But he just came out of nowhere. And I was just like, I don't know if it's like it's a gay thing or a sexual. I'm like, I don't give a shit. But I was like, what? He woke up and shows violence. And I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, no.
Now
knowing that there is no history between the two of you really makes that tweet from Coach Duggs even. And it's not even like a response. Like, he had to open up a photo editing app of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This wasn't like,
a tweet he fired up.
It was a heat of the moment thing. That took 5 minutes.
He thought this through. It was probably a 5 to 7 minute process of thinking of it.
You screenshot, you crop, you put the bar over it.
Cropping it out, putting the bar over it.
Like, if it's low hanging fruit and I set myself up, like, sure, like, I'll tip my hat.
Do you feel like Dr. Frankenstein? Have you lost control of your creation?
Credit to the guy, though. He is walking on the street side.
No comment.
Is that still a thing? Like, even I don't... I know that it's a technical. I've never noticed or been like, oh, he's not walking on that side.
Does anyone have Coach Duggs' number? I would almost love to get his take on it.
Just joking.
Just think,
like,
you click right trigger once and give your character cornrows, this would have never happened.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
You should quote retweet that and say, no, we're not.
I'm not gonna...
Beef.
No, Josh was texting me. He's like, you just keep going. Like, I'm not... Like, he's had his followers come out of the woodworks. I'm fine. I made my point. It's just, no.
Hey, Katie, you want some mayo with that beef?
And that's the rundown.
Yeah, there it is.